Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all number one songs on a number of different charts from 1970 and 1971. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, the Jackson 5, Diana Ross, the Four Tops, Rare Earth, the Temptations, and Edward Starr. That's all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
worldwide. Wow. At MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can.
Just try.
Take a little time out of your busy day to give encouragement to somebody. Or would I be talking to a stone if I asked you to share a problem that's not your own?
Yeah.
We can change things if we start giving. Why don't you reach out and touch somebody's hand? Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out.
Motown Mummy from Diana Ross, her first number one song on the rhythm and blues charts in 1970 after she left the Supremes, that was Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. Before that, the Jackson 5, number one both on the U.S. Billboard charts, on the pop charts, and the rhythm and blues charts, ABC. And we started with a number one song in Norway from 1970, Stevie Wonder's Yester Me, Yester You, Yesterday. You found the home of Motown Memories, and this is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour, we're featuring all number one songs from 1970 on just about any chart I could find where the song was number one. Well, coming up, we'll keep it in the United States, number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1970, the Four Tops with It's All in the Game. Well, It's All in the Game was a number one song in 1958 by Tommy Edwards. And music trivia experts know it's the only chart-topper song co-written by a United States Vice President by the name of Charles Dodds, who served under Calvin Coolidge, and who conceived the melody as a song called Melody in a Major in 1912. Well, lyricist Carl Sigman had a long history of successes that included the hit Ebb Tide, which was a hit by the Righteous Brothers. Well, consistent UK chart-topper Cliff Richard got his highest U.S. chart placing in the 1960s with his version of It's All in the Game, and it peaked in the U.S. at number 25 in 1964. Well, Frank Wilson, the producer of this song, recalled, "It was one of my favorite songs growing up as a kid. Our desire was to capture that melody and maybe add just a little bit more flavor to it." Well, Game was the Four Tops' biggest R&B seller since 1967's Bernadette, and their highest pop entry since the song If I Were a Carpenter. Here are the Four Tops. It's All in the Game, right here on Motown Memories.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know. Words with him, and your future's looking dim. But these things, your heart can rise, rise above.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Great song by Rare Earth, recorded on the Rare Earth label, a Motown record label subsidiary, Get Ready, a song recorded 3 years earlier and made a big hit by the Temptations. But this song by Rare Earth reached number one on the Canadian Billboard charts in 1970. Before that, the Jackson 5 with their second number one, both on the U.S. Billboard charts and on the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts, The Love You Save from 70. And we started with that great Four Tops song, It's All in the Game, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the balance of this half hour, we continue to feature all songs reaching number one from 1970. Well, coming up, a great song politically from the Temptations, Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today, reaching number one on the U.S. Billboard charts and the U.S. Rhythm and Blues charts from that same year of 1970, and written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. Well, the record was released and presented in a stark black and white picture sleeve. And this was a record that lived up to the marketing hype on the cover. The cover said, quote, "Words stronger than steel, a gutty interpretation by the Temptations, a stirring new single," unquote. Well, for the Temptations and Norman Whitfield, their hardest-hitting collaboration was perfect for the times in 1970. The Funk Brothers, that great Motown instrumental group, was augmented by Dennis Coffey, and it plays brilliantly on this song. The funk percolates with an uncanny buildup and a surprise harmonica solo. Well, Dennis Edwards is on fire throughout as the lead singer of this song. Who else could make the phrase "Great Googa Mooga" sound so catastrophic? It has classic sing-along choruses, and a Marvin Franklin bass hook is one of the Funk Brothers playing the bass. But here are the Temptations, Ball of Confusion, right here on Motown Memories.
People moving out, people moving in. Why? Because of the color of their skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
And I, boy, and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on.
teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, diminution, obligation to my nation.
Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
I really
From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Classic signature tune from Edward Starr, relevant today as it ever was, War, number one on the U.S. Billboard charts and number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. Before that, Stevie Wonder, number one on both charts, same year, 70, Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. And we started with The Temptations, also number one on both charts from that same year, Ball of Confusion, That's What the World Is Today. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured all number one songs from 1970. Well, coming up, more songs that reached number one from 1970, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.